U.S. and Mexican officials continue negotiating today ahead of the deadline for imposing tariffs on Mexican goods. The United States is pushing Mexico to find a way to stem the flow of Central American migrants across the U.S. southern border. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico next week if no agreement is reached. The Vice President's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, says the Trump administration will start the process necessary for raising tariffs today.
There is the ability, if negotiations continue to go well, that the President can turn that off at some point over the weekend. But there has a requirement that if they're going to affect money, it has to be noticed today. So you should anticipate that happening today.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is expressing optimism a deal will be reached. Theresa May has officially stepped down as the leader of the Conservative Party, but will remain as British Prime Minister until her successor is chosen, having failed to get a Brexit deal passed. AP's Charles de Ledesma has this profile.
Instead, Theresa May steps down as leader of a party in turmoil and a country in limbo, half in, half out of the EU. May will be remembered as the latest in a long line of Conservative leaders destroyed by the party's divisions over Europe, and as a Prime Minister who failed in her primary mission to leave the EU. But history could also see her as a leader who faced hard odds with stubborn determination. Before her period as PM, May had served for 6 years as Home Secretary, responsible for borders, immigration and law and order, soon to establish a reputation for solid competence and a knack for vanquishing flashier rivals. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister is in Sudan to mediate talks between the ruling military council and leaders of the pro-democracy protest movement. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway say a preliminary